cleanses us from all our sins and give us opportunity to live eternally.
Okay, you got some of it. Can I help you with more of it?
Yeah, you can tell me whatever else you
believe. Okay, that would be awesome.
John 3:16 is what I
Okay, well, you got a good basis on it, and let's see if you know the rest of it. You believe Jesus was fully God, fully man, right?
Most certainly.
Okay, awesome. A lot of people Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that.
Oh, yeah, no, most certainly.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
Jesus Christ died for our sins. He is fully God, fully man.
Amen. And then you did go through what he did and shed his blood for
that's
the remission
right.
of sins.
And
you went through that.
Amen. We're walking toward the resurrection period.
Yep, we're getting there. Yep,
next few weeks.
But we have to repent, right?
Indeed.
Right. Turn from
Indeed.
Our ways to his ways. Leave
that's
our
right.
old life and our sin behind. And then
that's
what happens
right.
if we do that?
Well,
something
well,
big.
Positionally, we are positionally considered righteous in Jesus Christ, and he calls us saints of God.
Not yet.
Because of Christ. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. But there's one more thing. You just mentioned John 3:16. Go back up in the scriptures to John 3.
All right.
What did he say there? You must be born again.
Yes, I said I'm born again. As soon
okay,
as
you
off,
did. Yeah, that's right.
Born again.
That, yep, you did
Through
say
the
that.
Blood
okay.
of Jesus Christ.
You just, you
only.
Just yeah, you just
only.
Didn't happen to mention that in the gospel. You know
okay.
how to find eternal
okay.
life. Just helping
I got you.
You. Just helping you, because there is kind of a path. You know, the faith, the repentance, being born again, and then there's something else that happens
to
after
be
we're born again.
Trust
obedient.
For all the spirit of God.
Amen. So
right.
we obey, and then we got to keep doing that to the end, because we can turn away.
Almost certainly.
We don't want to.
Away.
But
right,
we can.
Right.
Okay, a lot of people, right. there's a lot of people that think that once you just believe, no matter what you do, you're going to get to heaven. Like,
no,
God just
no,
magnetically draws you.
No, I do believe you. That once you are saved, that once your sins are forgiven, that's past, present, and future. Now,
not
that's,
future,
that's my
yeah.
belief that
but
God gotta, has imputed to us righteousness that comes from Jesus.
But hold
Christ.
On. How can you get those future sins covered?
Because the blood of Jesus Christ.
But wait, you got to repent. So
you,
if you,
you
do
repent
a
at
sin,
the beginning.
But
you
if you do a sin in the future, you still have to repent of your sins on an ongoing basis.
You confess your sins, 1 John 1:9, mm-hmm. and God will forgive you for all the other sins that we don't even know consciously that we
well,
do.
Obviously, if we don't
Peter,
know, but if
no, no,
we know.
Remember Peter said to Christ, Lord, I don't want you to go to that cross. And Jesus Christ said to him, get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Now,
yes.
was he not saved at that point in time?
Well, that's not what we're talking about. I'm sure he repented after that because he stayed with Christ,
yeah,
right? If
yes.
he didn't repent, he would have been put away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's all I'm trying to figure out here is when you say future sins, if somebody lives in willful sin that's and keeps doing it, they're not going to find eternal life. They're going to be left outside the gates of heaven
that,
if they
that
don't
That is
repent.
Based on their walking. And my faith is based on what Jesus Christ has done.
That's
past,
right.
Present,
but what we
future,
have to do.
Positional.
We have to take
we have
our
to
end
obey
of the
him,
covenant.
But if we don't,
covenant.
What happens? When we get to heaven, if we've lived a righteous life, he's going to give us rewards. But if he don't...
If we've repented of everything, right.
Corinthians says that some people are saved... Yeah,
no, so you do have Calvinism in you.
Yes, I do. I am Calvinistic.
I
do,
do
not
but you
that
just
we can lose our salvation.
You just agreed you have to endure and you could turn away, but then you said on the other hand all
what,
future
what
sins.
What I said is
but
that
see,
if
John Calvin
someone,
was a heretic. You realize he was a murderer and you're following his teachings.
We're good.
Man?
You're born again. I'll see you in heaven.
But you got to repent.
I will see
you
in
gotta,
heaven.
You got to repent.
I confess my sins every
and you got to come out of the world. But
that
ma'am,
the Lord
can I help you here if
me.
You're a born again child of God, you haven't even gotten to personal holiness for women. I see you got your head covered. I don't know if that's for 1 Corinthians 11.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Come out of the world. I love you. You got to repent.
Lord.